Hello, everyone. Welcome. We're going to be bringing through some nice energy from a canyon that we went hiking into yesterday on this new moon call. So if you're feeling some unique energies, yes, we will be bringing it to you free of charge from a special canyon near Sedona. And we do sort of have a unique thing happening. I have a live audience here in my home for this call. So if you're feeling something a little different, that's what it is. Okay, so thank you for joining us tonight. New moon, quantum meditation, mostly silent, so that you can really tap in to the void of many possibilities and the heart of creation. So the theme for this meditation will be advancement forward in your ability to go within and access source consciousness for manifesting your desired reality. That's meaning your soul reality, destiny blueprint, not what you think maybe is your destiny. So we will have extended periods of deep silence so that your brain and heart can begin to open, release, and receive the downloads. So again, the downloads are much like how your computer gets the downloads when you have a upgrade notice, or if you want to delete an old program and install a new one. It kind of works much like that. Much of it's on the unseen levels, but you will feel it. You will feel the changes. So as you know, folks, many changes are afoot. Many, many changes. So do not despair. All is in good hands with Allstate. I guess the comedy team's here. You know that commercial, that Allstate commercial? Well, that was a number of years ago. It was an image of, like, human hands reaching out to you. And the thing was, you're in good hands with Allstate. Okay, Allstate. Well, actually, they're playing on words. The comedy team. Did you get that? Because I just got that. Allstate. Allstate, meaning, like, the states we're bringing through in this activation. States of awareness. Okay, comedy team. So you might as well call them in so we can have some playful activity on the inner planes here. Okay, new ways of perception and feeling. Yes. New energy. Time for some new energy, right? New moon. New ideas. Movement forward. New beginnings. So this would be in preparation for the summer. The summer energies that will be coming next month. So please invite your pets to join you now. And kitties, yes, you're more than welcome to end up on your back with paws facing towards the ceiling. That's a good state to be in. Doggy, same thing. And the dogs will probably snore like they always do. I don't know why they snore. All right. So doggies, kitties, pet alligators, your pet birds. They can all benefit from this. Okay, so invite them in. We're also going to invite you to invite your family members, especially those on the other side that have made transition. They will benefit. And your ancestors, who may be in their own way working on the same kind of things you're working on, personal issues and whatnot. So let's invite them to join. And we're going to ask them to send their donations via PayPal. Seriously, folks. All right? Cosmic level PayPal. Donations accepted. Okay. Ah, survival. Oh, God. Okay, survival stuff, egads. Got to move. Got to get a new job. Got to move into new relationships. Ooh, got to shift the medical stuff. What's going on in my body? Egads. Need more sleep. Need better sleep. Got to take care of my indigestion and my migraines. Ooh, gonna give birth in a few months. A little scary, a little anxious. Okay, all good. Baby's all good. Natural childbirth. No need for needles in the spine, all that good stuff, all right? Because the incoming soul, yeah, they want a drug-free delivery, don't they? Birth. Yeah, so are the moms. All right. Alternative ways of birthing. Same thing with making transition to the next realm. Okay? No drugs needed. Yeah, we're just going to go naturally. All right? So this meditation can help with all of that. Right? So those of you that know people that are going to be giving birth pretty soon, yeah, have them get this activation. And same with your parents and or grandparents that are about to make transition. Be great to play for them. Okay. Source connection. All right. Patience, practice, and passion. Okay, so let's get ready. So let's assume your favorite meditative position. Standing on your head, sitting full lotus, sitting up against the wall of your room, laying on your bed, laying on your right side, sitting in a chair. Okay, you want to make your spine comfortable. And again, as always, we're going to use the power of the breath to relax the body. And the brain. So tonight you're going to give yourself permission to freely zone out. Like really zone out. To your favorite energetic space. So that could be technically your home realm. It could be the heavenly realms, whatever you want to call it. Because what we're going to do is, when we come back, so to speak, from this activation, you're going to bring that state back with you. So you can imagine, and let's do this playful image here. So you're going on a flight on an airplane or a light ship, and you're taking a suitcase, but it's empty. And so when you get to your favorite state within in this meditation, you can pack that energy into your suitcase and bring it back with you. It's got to be empty on the flight to your favorite place. Okay, deep breath in. And then breathe out. And you're going to breathe as if the universe is breathing through you. So, letting go of the mind. Letting go of tribal consciousness and everything that's going on in the world right now. And breathe just to be present. Bring all of your awareness to here. Ask your pets to do the same thing. When they breathe in, they're going to just breathe to be present. And begin to feel and notice a sense of calm and a sense of stillness around your body and also inward in your mind. allow your brain to relax into a very nice conscious theta, delta, gamma ray state, gamma brainwave state. Just let go of the day, let go of all your concerns, let go of trying to get this right, and just move into this place of being very open and relaxed. The more you relax, the more conscious you are. And the more soul presence is embodied in your physical life. All right, we're going to call forth your spiritual guides, your lovely angels. We're going to call forth the Christ family to come and support each one of you in your own way of receiving their blessings. So these are beings that hold, embody, express, manifest Christed consciousness or that vibration of oneness. We're going to invoke some meditation angels or those angelic presences that specialize in bringing the art and the gift of meditation to humanity in whatever form. Okay, ground your feet with the blessed earth. Magnetically, you can feel a green magnetic carpet under your feet or under your spine that connects you with the blessings of the earth. The red rocks of Sedona, as an example. We're also going to call forth the power of the wind, or what you would call the element of air, but on a more archetypal level, it would be the power of the wind, to help in releasing, helping you to release the old baggage, the old energies, the heaviness. And as you allow that to occur, the wind will also bring you new beginnings, ideas, insights. Okay, relax your forehead, relax your shoulders, your fingers, your toes, your thighs, your calves, your jaw, your TMJ, your eyelid muscles. Allowing the body to fully experience deep relaxation. As you relax, you become more awake. Okay, allow all of your chakra points to be open. You can do that through just simple intention. I choose to have my chakra system fully open and functioning. I allow and choose my immune system to be very strong and active. And I choose and allow my pineal, pituitary, and thalamus to be aligned with the power of the great central sun, naturally decalcifying, allowing the feet to be open and the hands to be open, and feeling as if the universe is breathing through you, as you. That there is one presence breathing in this moment. You and the universe are one. Call forth the pillars of light. We're going to call forth your meditation team, spiritually speaking. Now, you may envision through your third eye center and your heart chakra your body in the center of a great pyramid of light. Can be four-sided if you choose. So it's as if you are with your body meditating in the core, in the center of this gigantic luminescent pyramid of light, the apex activated, the four corners symbolizing the base. They're stable and connected. And it's as if the apex of your pyramid of light is drawing into the pyramid these divine rays of meditation frequencies, these energies of oneness, and the whole inside of the pyramid is beginning to flow with the power of the infinity sign. This quantum vibration of oneness and deep peace. Your awareness is inside this pyramid of light and also outside of it. And your body is beginning to receive the benefits of these frequencies that are stimulated by this new moon. New energies, new ideas, new ways of perceiving life. So as you remain detached from tribal consciousness and all that's going on in the world, your emotional body and your pain body, your awareness is moving through that golden arc of light into the heavenly realms, into the realms where everything is connected through the power of love, through the power of grace. And imagine now that your body is totally open to receiving the frequencies that are coming through the apex of your pyramid. And it is being gently directed and guided to places in your physical body that are ready for healing, into your emotional body, into all those levels that are ready for cleansing and purification and upliftment, into your mental body, into all of those places that are ready to let go of monkey mind, habitual mental habits, and limited ways of thinking. Breathing into the power of now. Okay, so we're going to go into our first extended period of silence. To where all you need to do is receive and be. And whatever arises, just say thank you. Okay, take a slow deep breath. Refocus a bit. Bring your awareness to center. Bring focus to the third eye center and begin to breathe through your Ajna center into the pineal, pituitary, and thalamus. Envision, imagine, sense a pinpoint of light and allow it to slowly become larger and larger, depth wise, multidimensionally speaking. Feel as if it is pulsating, like it has a heartbeat and a rhythm. And you're going to take into your body through the breath this pulsation of light. Let's say into an area where you have an injury or an area of chronic pain and tension or stress. And just allow it to be there in that location. Feel and imagine as if this pulsation represents the flow of life that lives within you, within the I Am, the Lord God of your being. And that it is bringing more life and energy to that part of your body that's been hurting or in stress. Allow that light to move into the 10 dimensions of your physical body. All the way down to the DNA level, all the way down through the subatomic level, give your body permission to begin to lighten up the density and the heaviness. As if that part of your body is coming back to life. Like a resurrection of sorts. All right, let that go. And again, refocus back into and through your pineal gland, deep into the core of your brain. And we're going to hold this meditative state in the core of your brain that's also connected to your heart chakra. And we're just going to focus within that light in the brain and just simply allow. Okay, slowly take a deep breath back into your body. Begin to anchor those states of oneness into the feet and into the earth. Breathe it into the hand chakras. Put the palms of your hands over your chest, or upon your chest if you like. Give yourself permission to hold these frequencies of change and healing. Breathing into the body these quantum states. Allow the brain to soak up these frequencies. Energizing the telomeres in your brain. Breathe these frequencies into the DNA pattern that affect your chromosomes and genes, that affect the aging of the body. Take another deep breath. Okay, this time bring it into the eyeballs. Bring it into the optic nerve. Energizing the eyes. Beginning to rebalance eyesight. I'll breathe it also into your inner ear canal to balance your inner hearing. And into the thyroid, into your thyroid gland. Instilling into the endocrine system for your thyroids. Divine balance and harmony. Divine metabolism. And finally, bring it down, breathe it into your reproductive organs. Also to include your kidneys, adrenal glands, your pancreas, your gallbladder, your kidneys, liver, spleen. Energizing the reproductive system. And feeling as if your hormone cycle is once again aligned with the 28-day moon cycle. Breathing deeply. Allow the changes to occur naturally in your body-mind field. Allow the changes to occur naturally with the health of your body, your relationships, your career, your self-esteem. give your body permission, give the cells of your body permission to hold more quantum states of awareness and aliveness. Nice deep breath again. Feeling your feet and your hands. Remembering the feeling of joy. So give your body some time to recover from this activation. And when you are finished, remember to drink some water. And make sure you're fully grounded before driving your car tonight. Okay, until next time, many blessings. Stay in the state of happiness. And we'll see you on the next moon activation. Blessings.